JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning,
so
Mike.
So it's a busy, busy, busy time with the Fed, of course, and then the big boys came to town yesterday as well.
Yeah, so we've got a new month dawning for us, Mike. Offshore market's still closing out that month, but it's closing out what has been a pretty constructive month for markets. And one of the reasons for that has been this resurgence in the share prices of the mega cap stocks. And, you know, just dwell on the fact that we've now got, you know, we've now got more than one company hitting a $4 trillion market capitalization. These are just incredible numbers. So after the market closed yesterday, Microsoft and Meta Platforms announced their results, both generating very positive market reactions. So if you look at Microsoft, after the result, the share price leapt over 8%. I mean, that's a big move for a massive company. It's backed off a little bit in trading today, but in that after-hours trading, it lifted a trifling $300 billion. That's about 500 billion New Zealand dollars, which again, these numbers are just staggering. But the result's stronger than expected. Revenue rose 18% year on year to $76.4 billion. That's about 130 billion New Zealand dollars. That beat analyst consensus expectations. And what everyone's focusing on here is obviously the AI theme. Their Azure division had a 39% rise in sales. This is their fourth quarter for their financial year. So the Azure is the intelligent cloud business. And Mike, we talk endlessly about the trajectory and the potential impact of AI, but I thought there was one comment from Satya Nadella, the CEO, who basically said that cloud and AI is the driving force of business transformation across every industry and every sector, which kind of captures everything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So the Azure division now has sales totaling more than $75 billion for the year ended 30 June. Here's some other numbers. Copilot, that's the AI that sits within the Microsoft suite of products. That's now got 100 million active monthly users and roughly 800 million customers they've got who interact with the AI features in the Microsoft ecosystem. Growth really leveraged AI sales and training. And I think, Mike, just a common comment is that analysts and markets have been sort of trying to consider whether or not these mega cap companies will actually, you know, whether they'll see a benefit from pouring millions of dollars into AI infrastructure and AI training. Well, from Microsoft's result, actually looks like they are now seeing a meaningful impact on sales. So, and they're still spending $30 billion this quarter on data centers.
Yeah, and then we come to Meta.
Meta, your Facebook. You know, wasn't there a point where we just thought Facebook wasn't cool anymore and
Right.
all the kids were moving on to TikTok and Snapchat and everything else? But doesn't seem to have hurt Meta Platforms. So also rose sharply in after-hours trading, up 12% on the close, now sitting at $778. Earnings per share was expected to be $5.88, came in at $7.14. That's what we call a significant beat. Revenue, $47.5 billion, 22% above expectations. Daily active people interacting with brands went up 6%, and ads, 11% more ad impressions. I mean, these are all just great numbers. They're also saying they'll continue to move heavily onto AI as well. So another great result for them.
Yeah, indeed. And then we come to old Jerome. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I didn't hear anything yesterday about September.
No.
When are the cuts?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So he did the statement and then he does the press conference and it was a little bit more hawkish than expected. No direct implication of a cut in September. He completely kept his options open. So you've got AI in the background driving spending and households seem to be in pretty good shape. But underneath the signs of a weaker economy and the labour market's going to be key, Mike, that non-farm payrolls tonight. I think that's the market that he's looking at in particular. But yes, he's not committing to a cut at all at this stage.
Interesting. And those China numbers I referred to, so how many months in a row is that? It's a while.
Four.
Yeah.
Four consecutive months of contraction on manufacturing. So it fell to 49.3 from 49.7. So production market demand would appear to have weakened. You look at the new orders and say, well, is it going to get better? New export orders, new orders, both under 50. Non-manufacturing a little bit over 50, but there are still challenges here, Mike, for the Chinese economy.
You're a champion. What are the numbers?
Yeah. So the Dow Jones is down. It doesn't benefit as much from sort of as the NASDAQ does from these mega cap companies. It's 44,187 for the Dow. It's actually down 0.62%. The S&P 500 down about a third of a percent, 6341. And the NASDAQ was up. It's just sort of sitting around flat now. It's down 18 points, 0.09%, 21,110. Overnight, the FTSE 100, pretty flat as well, 9132, just lost 4 points. The Nikkei, though, had a good day, up 1%, 41,069. The Shanghai Composite down 1%, 3573. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.15%, so small fall, 13 points, 8742 the close there. And the NZX 50 down 32 points, 0.25%, 12,823. Kiwi dollar weaker again against the US, 0.5892, 0.9166 against the Aussie, 0.5159 euro, 0.446 ago against the pound, 88.78 Japanese yen, gold $3,295, and Brent crude $72.50.
Have a most excellent week. Catch up next week. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.